There is someone special for everyone. Often there are two or three or even four. They come from different generations. They travel across oceans of time and the depths of heavenly dimensions to be with you again. They come from the other side, from heaven. They look different, but your heart knows them. Your heart has held them in arms like yours in the moon-filled deserts of Egypt and the ancient plains of Mongolia. You have ridden together in the armies of forgotten warrior generals, and you have lived together in the sand-covered caves of the ancient ones. You are bonded together throughout eternity, and you will never be alone. Your head may interfere. I do not know you. Your heart knows. He takes your hand for the first time, and the memory of his touch transcends time and sends a jolt through every atom of your being. She looks into your eyes, and you see a soul companion across centuries. Your stomach turns upside down. Your arms are goose flesh. Everything outside this moment loses its importance. Brian Weiss, Only Love is Real.
Can we take a picture?
Sure. He touched the small of my back. I jumped, stared at him. Sorry.
It's okay.
Those steel blue eyes, I felt my skin tingle. I know him, I thought. I know this guy. Kind of dorky. Let me back up.
It's just coffee.
Why does it seem we always have to fight when I'm leaving for work? Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm difficult. Maybe it's him. Maybe I've had it 15 years and I'm so over it. I'm going now.
What?
I'm going, Pete.
Wait.
We'll talk later. I've named my car Snit, because it seems every morning, that's what I'm off in, a snit. And now the AC's not working. Great. Today's agenda: cover a ribbon-cutting ceremony, then chauffeur my 12-year-old son, Chris, and his friends to a party across town. And this is my day off from Channel 4, where I anchor the morning news. And of course, with the AC on Fritz, I look like a drowned rat for the cameras. Fabulous. And they always choose the most unflattering shot, mouth wide open, eyes closed. Okay, time to make nice.
Say cheese. Ooh, nice shot.
Oh, that voice. No mistaking it. He's been a fixture in morning radio for 10 years. I never thought much of him. Kind of a geek. But that smile. He's kind of cute, I guess.
Hope you didn't mind me taking that selfie with you. Hi, I'm Matt.
Oh, sure, from the Zoo Crew.
The same. Well, time to mingle.
Why does he keep smiling like that? He needs to just stop it. And stop it now. I'm Isabella from...
I know who you are. So good to meet you, officially.
Hmm?
I used to watch you work out.
Huh? He's a stalker?
We went to the same gym a few years ago, me and my ex-wife, and I'd see you all the time.
Oh, your ex. So you're divorced?
Yeah. And remarried. With an 18-month daughter. Here.
Oh, and he proceeds to show me a picture of a beautiful little girl with his same features and same giant blue eyes. She's adorable! Why does this upset me? Why do I care? I mean, I just met him. What the hell is wrong with me? The event went off without a hitch. We made little speeches, took pictures with patrons and city officials, and cut the ribbon together with an industrial-sized pair of scissors. Where do they sell those anyway? Oh, so I found it. I found the picture. Matt posted it on Twitter, and he followed me. When? I don't know, because I basically suck at this social media thing, which drives my boss crazy. Anyway, I followed him back and liked or favorited or retweeted. I really need a millennial friend. And the picture, we looked cute. Well, he looked cute. I looked crazy again, like the runaway bride. Not Julia Roberts, the real one. And my mouth wide open. Ugh. So Matt followed me and sent me a message.
Hi. It was so fun to meet you, finally. Hope you like the pic of us, smiley emoji.
Now what? I don't want to appear desperate.
Yes, you too.
Would love to have you on my show one day. Here's my number so we can stay in touch.
His number. There it was. Do I give him mine? What do I do? Silly, silly woman acting like a little girl. Just be professional and give him your damn number. Here goes.
Thanks. I'll put you in my contacts.
Me too.
And so it began. For the next month, the text came in slowly. Once, maybe twice a week. A joke, a funny picture, a hi, how are you? Nothing major. I looked forward to them a lot. And I felt terrible about it. A married woman for 15 years. Pete was a good man. And I used to be crazy about him. Used to be. But don't all marriages go through slumps? If they do, I can't tell. Everyone seems so happy and smiley with their perfect lives and perfect vacations and perfect, perfect everything. But me, I was always tired. Tired of the same fights, tired of the excessive drinking, tired of so much. We'd been through a lot, the death of parents, birth of our perfect son, his unemployment. Well, he did finally get a job after 2 years, and things seemed to be better. But so much has happened to harden my heart. Then this guy comes along. What's happening here? You know what? Yeah. It's a crush. It's just a crush. It happens all the time. People get crushes and they get over them. Maybe I was just bored.
I think you're gorgeous. I especially love your hair and your legs and just about everything else.
Uh-oh. Now what? Do I say thank you? That seems stupid. You too? No, he doesn't have good hair, actually.
Thank you. You're making me blush.
Do you think we could ever meet for coffee? Would that be reasonable?
Holy moly, with chips and guacamole? Would it be reasonable? No, of course not. How could it be reasonable? It's completely unreasonable. 100% completely unreasonable.
Sure, when?
Big mistake. I got there first. Damn it. I didn't want to be first. Although, maybe that's better. Then I wouldn't have to awkwardly walk up and wonder if I looked as if I were about to faint from my heart beating through my chest. Oh, why did I agree to this? It wasn't a good idea. I know. But it's just coffee. We're colleagues, two professionals meeting for coffee. Yeah. There he was. Looking charming in his shorts, wrinkled t-shirt, and askew baseball cap.
Sorry, I guess I'm a little late. Shall we?
It took everything for me not to wrap my arms around him. What the hell is wrong with me? Our coffee chat is a blur, save for a few details, like how his wife was some high-powered exec who traveled frequently, leaving him home alone to care for his daughter all the time. Yeah, that was subtle. He told me he was a fan, and I told him I was of him too. I wasn't really, but I certainly was becoming one. And after a half an hour...
Gotta run.
Oh, gosh. Time flies. So, thanks for the coffee.
De nada.
A peck on the cheek. My legs felt like they were made of rubber as I trembled all the way to the car. I was in big, big trouble.
I enjoyed our meeting. All I wanted to do was kiss you.
I pulled to the side of the road quickly. I always caution about texting and driving on my broadcast, but the blood had rushed so quickly to my head, I knew I'd better pull over.
Me too.
That happened. Crossed the line. A nice Cuban girl from a good family with a wonderful husband and a son who went to church regularly. Okay, Christmas and Easter. Anyway, this girl is going directly to hell. Yep, nonstop express.
When can we meet again?
Soon.
So here I am, next day, parked in front of the same coffee shop, on the phone with Pete.
Okay, hon, I'll have dinner ready. Love you.
Love you too. I'm a pathetic human being. I should just leave. Yeah, this is ridiculous. Forget it. I'm out of here. It was him, Matt, pulling up behind me. My heart danced, and I felt dizzy, but...
Skinny mocha tall. I'll be right back.
We sat and talked for a few minutes. He leaned in, or I leaned in, whatever. Our lips met, and it was weird. It wasn't Pete, the only man I'd kissed for 16 years, but I leaned forward for more. And it wasn't weird. It was as if we'd kissed before. No words spoken. 5 minutes. Kissing, stopping, smiling. 10 minutes. Kissing, smirking, kissing. 15 minutes. And then...
I have to pick up my daughter from daycare. I love you.
I love you too. A final kiss. I floated home. February. That same ceremony where we met a year ago. It was different, though. Duh. I was hopelessly, crazy, mad in love with Matt. Despite all my best efforts, all epic fails, I couldn't stop. Didn't want to stop. But I had to. I knew I did. Our liaisons weren't as frequent. I had my son, he had his daughter, and we both had other people. But we were in constant contact, morning till night. We knew each other from the get-go. I wasn't just in love. He was my best friend.
Well, that went well, don't you think?
Yes, it did.
And yet, no one knew.
Knew what?
That I'm in love with you.
He took pride in that. I didn't. Home, family. I made the call. It broke my heart, my spirit. It broke me to the core.
Why? We're making it work. I need you.
Total disconnect, all contact. No radio, saved texts, deleted. All that was left to disconnect was my heart. It wanted him so much. To run away with him. I cried every night for a year. Silently. He was from another lifetime. I was sure of it. Our love was pure. I didn't intend for this to happen, but it did. It was supposed to. It wasn't an accident. I prayed that I would have another lifetime with him. I thought I had cried out all of my tears, but then I heard he'd relocated to New York City. These tears were the worst of all. It was as if my soul had died. It had. He was gone. Forever. Graduation day. Keep it together. You can do this. Do not cry. Chris hates when you cry. Told him you wouldn't. We watched him walk across the stage. Two strangers who had created the most beautiful thing. And he was graduating from high school with a full ride to UCLA. We'd done something, right? He looked so handsome in his cap and gown. I caught his eye. My handsome 6'4" son. How did he get so tall? That look from him. I couldn't keep it together. I lost it. He just shook his head and smiled and, if I'm not mistaken, wiped a tear from his eye as well. was happy we were both there. Me too. Pete's a good man, just not for me anymore. We realized that 4 years ago. It was difficult for both of us. I did love him, but we'd outgrown each other and had different ideas of our future without Chris in the house. So we made the painful decision. It wasn't without its contentious moments, but both of us came to realize it was the right thing. It was time for us to love ourselves without each other. I was surprised at how jealous I was when I learned he had a girlfriend. What did I expect? Yeah, about me, I didn't date. I went out with my girlfriends. I excelled at my career, moving to evening anchor. I traveled a lot. I was content. Well, except for those moments when I thought about Matt, which were all the time. Where was he? How was he? Happy? I hoped he wasn't. We said goodbye at the airport. I was off to New York City to meet some friends for Girls Weekend. The carousel went around 3 more times. Everyone was gone. Well, except for the talkative woman who recognized me from TV. I guess she wanted to be my new best friend. Why can't I ever just sleep on the plane? It never fails. Oh, great. We're both missing our luggage. So off we go to the claim area, up a flight of stairs. There's a higher power at work, a puppeteer, if you will, who likes to have the last laugh. If I hadn't lost my luggage, I wouldn't have seen him rushing through the airport, trying to make his flight. It was like slow motion. He ran past, did a double take, and kept running. Then he turned around, and all I could do was cry. We stared at each other for a lifetime. Clearly, he wasn't going to make his plane.
Well, the story of Isabella and Matt and Pete is certainly nothing new. And there are, oh, so many ways we react. There's Alfred Lord Tennyson, of course, who said, "'Tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all." Journalist and humorist Helen Rowland maintains, when two people decide to get a divorce, it isn't a sign that they don't understand one another, but a sign that they have at last begun to. Even Dr. Seuss had an opinion. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. So, what's your take? Are you an Isabella, a Matt, a Pete, or...
It's Just Coffee was written by Julie Guy. The roles of Pete and narrator were played by Dave Corey. Mitch Berkman played Matt. And starring as Isabella, Julie Guy. I'm Robert Lyle.